Y'all pray for us just a little while. I'm going to take a reading lesson out of Exodus chapter 3, do with Moses. And got this thought this week. I've been, Jason, my nephew, he needed me to run a tractor and pan some for him. And I went and run that. And I like that part of it because I have a lot of time to meditate and pray and think. It's hard on my old body jarring around, pulling that pan around. And if you ain't never done that, you wouldn't understand. But it's rough. It's just like being in a car wreck over and over. But you get to talk to the Lord a lot, and He gave me this thought, and I've looked at it different ways and everything. But I feel like somebody needs to hear it. A couple months ago, I come here and I felt like somebody was going to get saved, and I don't know if y'all remember, but I preached that day on today. And when I left here, I didn't see nobody moved or nothing happened. I thought, and the Lord had just pretty much let me know somebody's going to get saved today. And I come believing that.
Amen.
When He lets me know something, I trust in Him.
Amen.
And so I thought, I missed that one. In about a couple of weeks, I got a call from a young lady, that week, and she said, we visited the day Keisha was getting baptized. It was Mindy and Matt Haskins, and their boy was with them that day, and he'd got in trouble after they left, and he got saved at home. Well, a week or so later, I got another call that there was a young girl that was in the parking lot, and she heard the word that day. She went home, and she got saved. So when God lets you know something, He's able to take care of it. And He let me know this week, after I was going around in circles, pulling dirt out of one spot and dumping it in another, that somebody needed to hear this. So I don't know who you are. It may leave just me. But somebody needs to hear.
Amen.
So if you have an ear, let it hear. And let it get down your heart today and let it do a work on you that needs to do. In chapter 3, Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock in the backside of the desert. And he came into the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame afar out of the midst of the bush. And looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see the great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw, he turned aside to see, and God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither, but put thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, and the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And we're going to stop reading there, and then we're going to go over here, Ephesians chapter 4. And Brother Laren mentioned this scripture here a couple, 3 weeks ago when I'd preached on that course thing. And he said, in the first verse, it says, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, Paul doing the speaking, beseech ye that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. And vocation just simply means the calling that you are called. And Moses, we find here that Moses, God had called him to go and deliver the children of Israel from Egypt out of bondage. And he'd called him, and I want you to realize, when God talked to him, he said, here I am, here am I. In other words, what do you need, Lord? And I want you to realize the Lord began to tell him what he'd have him to do. And it was to go deliver the children, his children out of bondage. And I want you to realize if God gives you something to do, if He's calling you out to do something, He will see you through it, and He will help you through it. And I believe that with all my heart. And every time we hear, we talk about a calling, everybody automatically thinks of a preacher. And listen to me, I believe in the call to preach. I was one of them that was called. But I also know there's other callings. There's a call to repentance, to be saved by God's grace. I believe there's a call to be a saint, to follow the Lord in the way of baptism. I believe there's other callings. I believe there's other talents that God has gave people, whatever that is. I've got someone here today that's very dear to me. I love her very much. When we first come over here, she said, I don't know what God would have me to do. I don't understand what He would use me to do. And I don't feel like I have a job. And I will bless her heart. She didn't realize that at that time she had a job. She had a job of being a pastor's wife. And she was doing a good job of it. And I believe that in all my heart. But she didn't understand. She felt like she needed something to do more. And just here a while back, somebody asked her to go down and teach the kids in Sunday school, go help them a little bit. And now I see her excited to come to Sunday school because she gets to be with you children a little while. I want you to realize there's different callings of God. But if He's give you something to do, He'll go with you and He'll help you. I don't believe He saves anybody from to go out in the world and just never give Him honor and glory. I believe if He saved your soul, He's got something for you to do. If it's not to be no more than a witness for Him, to come in church and testify on Sundays, or go to Walmart and see somebody there and testify, or if you're a preacher, maybe marry somebody and aisle number one at the dollar store, but be a witness for God. If He's called you out, He'll see you through it. We find in Moses, he said, well, who do I tell them that sent me? Oh, they ain't going to believe me. Right then he was done doubt. There, listen to me. I was doubting when I was called to preach. I was wondering why the Lord might do this. You're thinking it's got to be some kind of mistake here. I don't understand this. He said, who do you tell them? Who do I tell them that sent me? They ain't going to believe me. He said, you just tell them, I am sent you. He said, I am the father of Abraham. I am the father of Isaac. I am the father of Jacob or Israel. He said, you tell them I am that sent you. And then he went from that and he asked him, he said, in the fourth chapter of Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, and they will say, the Lord have not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is it in thy hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became as a serpent. And Moses fled from it. Listen to me. I want you to know he was trying to find every way that he didn't have to do. I want you to know I've done everything. I come up with every reason why I wasn't fit for the calling he called me from. I want you to know it was a big deal to me. I mentioned here a while back about a Goliath. It was a Goliath to me. You're looking at a man that couldn't read but very little. I could read a little. Jack and Jill went up the hill stuff, but I could not read anything to mountain anything. I want you to know I was scared of that. I come up with every reason why I couldn't do the job I was called at, but he kept coming up with every reason why I could. Amen. And I want you to know today, you can run for what God's calling you can do, or you can be willing just to say, here I am, Lord. As Isaac said, or Isaiah said, here I am. He said, here I am. But he went on and said, send me. Send me, Lord. I'm willing to go. I believe Sister Leanne Dotson, Sister Polly Bronner, wherever she's sitting at, she may be higher she is. Amen. Sister Leanne Perkins. Amen. Clarissa. Amen. I've seen them come up there. They just sit here, just like with Saul. David played to Saul. Their hands just go across them keys, and it just soothes the spirit. Amen. That's a calling from God. Amen. That's a talent given from God.
Yes.
It's a vocation.
Amen.
And I've watched them do it. And I've watched this man and that man and different ones stand up here and lead sing it and have a way of being able to do it. And I want you to know how that's something for them to do. I've watched my wife. I get excited here lately, like I said, about Sunday school. And I believe that's her calling. She loves children. And now she's she didn't like hearing you teach. It ain't that. But when you know you've got something to do, and God's give you something to do, if you're willing to do it, if you're willing to get up here and maybe even miss a lick every now and then, playing that piano, maybe even miss a word when you lead and sing, and God will still see you through it.
Amen. Amen.
So Moses, he went on, he finally got said, I can't talk. I ain't got no mouth for speaking. Let's go. And Moses said unto, in the same fourth chapter, and Moses said unto the Lord, oh my Lord, I am not eloquent. You're talking about not eloquent. You're looking at the definition of not eloquent. I was helping in a revival one time, and the pastor got up after I preached, and he said, well, he's not very eloquent. I didn't know whether to be offended or not. We left. I asked Sheila, I said, what is eloquent? She told me, and I said, well, I reckon he's probably right. But listen to me. I know about not being eloquent. I know that. Brother Barry Brother told me once, he said, you'll never pastor a big city church on what you taught. He's probably right. Listen, I fit in with a bunch of country people. And Moses said unto the Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. And the Lord said unto him, who have made a man's mouth? He was saying, I made you, Moses. You don't think I know what you are? And he said, who maketh the dumb or the deaf, and or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. If he's called you out to do it, he'll go with you and he'll teach you. He don't call the qualified. He qualifies the unqualified. I want you to realize he has got a job for you today. I don't know what it is, but you and him know. And whatever it is, just be willing to do it. And he'll help you. You may be one to teach. Now look at us. We're growing, church. We get more. Lord, we got more children. We got grown-ups. If we could ever get them all coming to Sunday school, we'd have one of the biggest Sunday school classes in this country. We're going to need more Sunday school teachers. Now, I ain't saying that's your calling, but that's something you need to pray about.
Amen.
We're going to need more piano players. Amen. You ain't ever got too many. And I know some of y'all might think, well, I want to get to play more, but listen, we need more. We're going to die out. One of these days, I'm going to be dead. That's why God's calling more preachers.
Amen.
I want you to realize, because he wants your grandkids and great-grandkids to hear the gospel. He knows that my time, just like Moses, is just for a little while. And so is yours, Joey. I preached the word, but brother, you ain't going to always be here. He's going to have to call somebody else to come along and take your place. We're going to need more song leaders.
Amen.
You're calling. You pray about it. And Brother Lyron wouldn't care to share some Sundays with you. Listen, if God is laying it on your heart to lead singing, that's what you need to do. Just follow him. You say, well, I'm not good at singing. I'm not good at preaching. But I'm still trying.
Amen.
Right. And he still, every now and then, he receives honor and glory from somebody, even to somebody that ain't eloquent.
Amen.
Ain't that something? Yep. Somebody couldn't read. He'll teach you to read.
Amen.
He'll put in your mouth what needs to be said. Hadn't been preaching very long, and I got to know some people come around, and you know, preachers, we stand somewhere in here and out here, they come around and shake your hand, they brag on you, tell you what a good job you've done, and you ain't careful, you're going to believe in that, and you'll think I can preach. Listen to me, you can't. I know I can't. And people say you're too hard on yourself. I'm not hard enough on myself. I want you to realize we ain't no count. I know that. When I was a boy, most of y'all heard this story, but some of you may not. Somebody may need to hear it today. I went to a church where they had a band up there. They had, I went with my aunt, and they come and got me in the bus and went with them. I was probably about 10-year-old. We went, they got there. They had a guitar player, a bass player, a drum. Poster had a drum player, but he didn't show up. And they said, you care to play the drums for us? I'm a 10-year-old boy. I do not know how to play the drums. They said, you care to try? I said, I'll try. I got up yonder and I sat down. They began to play the music, and I started off like, and for long, my uncle sitting back there like he could kill me, and probably should have come up there and done it. I beat the fire out of them drums. You know what happened when I got done, or we got done, the service ended? All them little old people come over. I was still sitting there with them drums thinking I'd done a real job. They come patting me on my shoulder and they said, boy, you done good. You come back and play the drums for us again someday. And I left there and I was just a boy and dumb as a rock. But I was smart enough to know I couldn't play the drums. And them people had just lied to me. And God brought that back to my remembrance, standing there one time, not at this church, but at another. And people begin to tell me what a good job I'd done. And they say, you come back. And I was so back to a little boy. And I was smart enough to know that I couldn't preach. But I also knew the one that could.
Amen.
And I knew he would send me out to do anything that he would see me through.
Amen.
Just as Abraham, he said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here I am, Lord. He said, take thy son, thy only son, Isaac, and take him, offer him up to the place where I bid you to go, Mount Moriah. Listen to me. Abraham had been raised in a way. He knew there was no human sacrifice. He knew better than all this. But he also knew he had trusted God and followed him wherever he had sent him. He told him, leave your family. You go somewhere else. And he knew to trust God. He knew he was able, even if he had to go through it, he was able to raise him up again. So, listen to me. And he didn't have to, he never sacrificed his son. It wasn't ever about that. It was about trying him to see if he was willing. It was about Abraham and God. It wasn't about Isaac.
Amen.
Today, it's about you and God.
Amen.
What's he got for you today? What's he calling you today? We got men here, they're deacons. Bishop and the deacons, offices of the church. I believe just like in Acts, the church sets aside the deacons. But I want you to know, I believe also you need to be doing the work to be a deacon. And I also believe you need to realize from God that you need to be a deacon.
Amen.
I don't think you need to do it just to be getting the office.
Amen.
There's a calling to it, I believe. We can say what we want. I believe we set them aside to be a deacon. I believe the church of Antioch set aside Paul and Barnabas to do the full work of the ministry and sent them out to do the work. But listen, the Holy Ghost told the church you set them aside to do it. And so, listen, church, we may have more deacons down the road, but listen to me, young men, if the church does call you to be do that work, don't you do it unless you feel like God would have you to do it. Because if he calls you out to do it, he'll see you through it. I believe that in all my heart. So I don't know who needs to hear us today. I'll read you one more. Aaron read it this morning. I'm going to say this. And saying what all Moses went through, you can say what you want to about Moses. Sometimes some of the things he asked us to do, we just don't feel like we're able to do it. We're not eloquent. We just don't have the ability. But what you got to realize, you don't. You don't. But God will help you do it. So if you're to be a piano player, you do the best you can, and he'll make you a piano player. If that's what he'd have you to do. If you're to be a preacher, you say, well, Brother Jeff, I just don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can neither. I still ask myself, Lord, I don't know if I can do this. There's been times he's laid things on my heart to get up here I know people wouldn't go lie. And I've sat back here just like it's right here. And then you get up there and you open that book. You read that word of God. And there ain't enough devils in hell when the Spirit comes in you. Amen. To stop you from preaching, no matter if they're going to throw their song books at you. You'll still let it rip. Because he'll see you through it.
Amen.
So it's not always going to be easy to do what he's calling you out to do. Paul got saved on the road to Damascus, and he sent him on Damascus to one named Ananias. In the 10th verse, he said, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and him he said, Lord, in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise, go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire of the house of Judas for the one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And I have seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. And Ananias answered, and listen how he answered. Lord, I've heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints in Jerusalem. And here hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. He's saying, the one I've called, the one that you're afraid of. I want you to know some of the things that the Lord might call you out to do, you might be afraid. Listen to me, I understand that. But you can rest assured that just as God was working on Saul, or who afterwards was called Paul, over there praying, he was working on both ends of it.
Amen.
So if he's give you something to do, he'll see you through it. He'll teach you. If you feel like the Lord would be, I just can't do it. I've come up here and tried. I just can't. It ain't my calling. I can't. I can't lead singing. Brother Marty Metter, he makes me mad. I mean, he does. The man can preach. He can out-preach me, and then he can out-sing most. And then just you think, that ain't fair, you know. It just ain't fair. You know, we have to play the cards we're dealt. And we got to use the ability that we've got. And the calling, whatever your calling is.
Amen.
Follow God, and he'll help you. That's what I'm trying to get at. Isaiah said, here I am, send me. And I didn't come that way. It took 8 years of me getting beat down and whooped, and even to a point of holding my breathless wife's body in my arms and yelling, screaming for doctors and nurses to come and help before I got willing to say, I will if you'll help me. And that's how I put it. I said, Lord, I will if you help me.
Amen.
And he has. Even this day, as I stand before you now, he's helping me. So what he's called you out to do, it may seem impossible to you. You don't think it didn't seem impossible to Moses.
That's right.
To go into Egypt, to Egyptia, and go there and say, God has sent me to come and release y'all. Y'all need to follow after me and tell the Pharaoh God said to release his people. In his mind, that had to seem impossible. But you know what? Honey, they crossed the Red Sea on dry land because God kept his promise. And if you'll go on to read, they went on and served him there on that mountain where he called him out. Then he spoke from the mist and he said, this will be a sign unto you. Listen to me. God will finish his work.
Amen.
So he ain't going to call you into something you ain't capable of doing. Did he not make your mouth? Did he not make your fingers? He calls the weak. When we're weak, then we are strong. And he calls the wheat to be found a way. So, listen to me. If God's dealing with you, that ain't my job. But if God's dealing with you and calling you out to do something, I'm fixing to try to get done. I'll never forget the day that Josh followed the Lord and stepped out. You don't think that wasn't hard for that man? This had went on 20-something years. We had the doors of the church open. We opened them again. I seen him step out, and I said, Lord, help him. And from the time he stepped out to the time he got to tell his testimony, it was probably 40 minutes. I ain't never seen nothing like a mess as it was in my life. People shouting, screaming, crying in the floor, rolling, tumbling, and everything. And he'd sit down here, and he'd get up, and he'd sit down, get up, and he was tore all to pieces. But, Bud, did he not see you through what he led you up here to do?
Amen.
He'll open that mouth and give you the words to say. He'll see you through. And what did you tell us one day? He said, you think it's hard going that way? He said, try going that way.
Yeah.
You think it's hard, you think it's going to be hard preaching? You'd probably be right. It is. But you keep running from him and see how hard it gets. You think it'd be hard to play the piano? I've watched them and I've tried. It is. But if he's laid that on your heart to be a piano player, then you play that piano and do the best you can.
Amen.
And he'll give you the ability to be able to play it like David did for Saul.
Amen.
You think it'd be hard to teach some kids Sunday school? I won't tell you, that might be my wife's calling, but it ain't mine. But you can do it.
Amen.
If God's give you the heart to do it. I've seen Sister Lisa. Since she's got here, she's had such a zeal.
Amen.
To work for the Lord, to do different things. And I aggravate Mark all the time. I say, Mark, why can't you be more like Lisa? Whatever work he's giving you to do, you just do it.
Amen.
Because he'll help you do it.
Yes.
Caritha.
Amen.
I seen her step out here one day. I was scared for you. But God was calling you to be a member here at Hilltop, and you was willing to follow him.
Amen.
Is it going to be easy? But he will see you through it, sweetheart.
Yes.
I have no doubt. He will not call on you to do something he won't help you do. I don't know how much more to say. Walk worthy of the vocation which you are called, or the calling you have called, whatever it is. TJ, you be the best you can.
Amen.
Walk worthy of it. Listen, we can't do it. We can't do it, brother. Can't do it, Brother Tom. Can't do it. Can't do it, Dusty. But he can help us. And you walk, how you walk worthy of it is praying and trusting in him that he'll help you when it comes time for you to speak. And he will. Somebody need to hear this today. I'm not sure if it's you or not, brother. You've been down this road a while. But you showed up here today, and if it's for you, you walk worthy of the calling that you've been called into, brother. I know you've been through it.
Amen.
I know it's not going to be easy to go without Sister Marissa. I prayed for you. She was the example to my wife. She was the pastor's wife. And my wife said those very words. Not only after she passed, but before she did. She said, I had an example. And she was it, brother. It won't be easy not having your helpmate go with you, but you still got a calling to do. And you walk worthy of that calling. I love you. I may have not have shown it like I should have, but I do. And I mean that. I loved your sweet wife. So what's your job? What is it? Here am I. Here am I. Send me. That's what Isaiah said in the sixth chapter. I believe it's about the fourth verse or somewhere right in there. He said, here am I. Send me. What's your job? That's my message. We'll have a song.